USA News, I'm Tim Berg. The Supreme Court is allowing Texas to enforce a new law giving local police the power to arrest anyone they believe is in the country illegally. The High Court ruling on Monday that the law could go forward and then immediately blocked it after the White House sued, saying it tramples the federal government's exclusive authority to oversee immigration issues. Then on Tuesday, the court ruled the law can go into effect while litigation continues in lower courts. The House Foreign Affairs Committee holds a hearing on Tuesday to examine the 2021 U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, which left 13 U.S. service members dead and over 100 civilians. Chairman of the committee, Republican Congressman Michael McCaul from Texas, is pointing the blame at President Biden, saying that the president announced the withdrawal on April 14, 2021, despite warnings from officials and military advisors.
Our investigation uncovered the White House refused to listen to warnings about the situation on the ground.
This as a ranking Democrat on the committee, Gregory Meeks from New York, is pointing the blame at former President Donald Trump.
Former President Donald Trump's Doha deal empowered the Taliban at the expense of the Afghan government.
Three California suspects are now facing 27 felony charges, including robbery and grand theft, for their involvement in a retail crime ring. Attorney General Rob Bontna announcing the charges Tuesday and detailing the crimes committed, saying the suspects robbed many high-end retail stores throughout the state.
The suspects' operation transpired over the course of almost 2 years, and it resulted in a staggering estimated loss of more than $300,000.
This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
House Republicans are moving to ban diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives across colleges. North Carolina Republican Congressman Greg Murphy says the focus on DEI is a new type of prejudice.
What I think the DEI theology is what I call it, is the greatest mass peer pressure event really since the Spanish Inquisition. We have now so many schools that if you don't do this, you're considered a racist or a bigot or something else like that.
Donald Trump is not accepting a judge's decision to keep Fulton County DA Fannie Willis on the Georgia election interference case. USA's Ryan Daniels with more.
Trump's attorneys have filed to appeal the judge's decision, which allowed Willis to remain as long as Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade walked off the case. In fact, the judge in his decision said it was either one or the other of them had to go. Trump's legal team is trying to have the case dismissed and Willis removed due to her romantic relationship with Wade.
ESPN will remain the exclusive home of the college football playoffs through the 2031-2032 season. The new deal is reportedly worth $7.8 billion. As part of the agreement, the championship game will also air on ABC starting in the 2026-2027 season. This upcoming season, we'll see the college football playoff expand to 12 teams. The Powerball jackpot for Wednesday night is set for an estimated $687 million. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.